produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is great to be back with you once again. And of course, as always, we've had a very eventful week in the time that has passed since our last program. However, we are coming into an amazing time of the year as the leaves start to change color and temperatures get cooler, and we enjoy the change of seasons. And so we're now entering into fall and soon to be winter before you know it. But that's what it's all about, the changing of seasons. Kind of like how our lives progress, you know, in springtime, you can think of that as being our childhood, our birth, rebirth, you know, the new birth, if you will, and the progression that occurs during childhood, adolescence, young adulthood. Summertime is those early years of our life when we're forming marital relationships and career paths and educational accomplishments. And then the fall comes when we start heading into perhaps our retirement years or getting close there too. And then wintertime comes and we start to reach the end of the road, so to speak. And speaking of that, that end of the road sometimes comes prematurely, unfortunately. Over the weekend, we were blessed to be able to see a motion picture that was released this year. It's a Christian romantic drama film called I Still Believe. And the film is about a musician, Christian musician, very famous now, but his name is Jeremy Camp. And the theme of the movie is based on his life and experience. Just as his music career was about to take off, he suffered a life-changing loss. And in the movie, and as described by him, less than 4 months after marrying the woman he expected to spend his life with, Melissa Henning, he died from ovarian cancer at the age of 21. And Jeremy was only 23 at the time of her death. And he said, a quote, it's the most painful part of my life. I believed that she was going to be healed and we would have this long story together. He was an Indiana native and says he was struck by the, quote, purity in her heart for God when he met Henning in 1999 at a Bible study while attending college in California. Now, they had a whirlwind courtship buoyed by their love and faith. And up until her death in 2001, Camp had always been confident in his Christian faith. He at one point considered going into the ministry and realized his passion for music when he started writing accompaniments for worship with his father, Tom, and for his own. After the death of his wife, Camp tried to find strength in what she told him from her hospital bed. Quote, he said, if one life is changed by what I go through, it's all worth it. Think about that. Young 21-year-old young lady saying, if life if one life is changed by what I go through, it's all worth it. So, late wife's hope was that just one person would be inspired to accept faith into their life. Now, obviously, as I saw in the movie, there were miracles when they were about to perform a hysterectomy because the cancer had spread. At the time they took her in for surgery, they found that she was cancer-free. And they went on to be able to be married and enjoy a honeymoon and had time together. And Jeremy was there with her every step of the way. And it's a great movie about faith, about prayer, about hope, about redemption. And I won't go into any more of the story, but if you get the opportunity to see the movie, I Still Believe, it's a beautiful, beautiful movie, and the music in it is fantastic. You'll be blessed and richly rewarded if you'll take the time to see this movie. As I thought about this movie, it reminded me that cancer is a very insidious disease that we deal with in our society. And the month of October happens to be Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Now, this is a reminder to me of a very personal event that I experienced a number of years ago. My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer in 1980. Just literally right after my father's death, she went into the doctor and had the diagnosis. And literally the day after his funeral, she went into the hospital to have a mastectomy. Now, my mother was, as it turned out, the doctor told me some months later that he didn't expect her to live maybe 6 months. But my mother was one of those indomitable spirits. Under her senior picture in her high school yearbook, they put quotes, and the quote that they had under my mother's picture was from Macbeth that said, quote, "I'll fight until from my bones my flesh be hacked," close quote. Quite a fighting spirit. My mother, unfortunately, after a valiant battle with cancer, did pass away on April 5th, 1983. Almost three full years beyond the time of her original diagnosis. She was only 58 years old. But during that three-year period, she lived with us. We took care of her. We had the birth of our fourth and final child while she was with us. And so she got to spend some time with all four of her grandkids. I'm an only son, an only kid. And so this was precious time for her and for them. And my dear, sweet wife was such a trooper. We had, imagine 1980, when my mother first was diagnosed and had her surgery. We, at the time, had a three-year-old, a two-year-old, and a newborn. And a year after that, another child was born. So for 3 years, my wife was taking care of my mother and four very active little ones. Quite a challenging time. But as I've thought about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, some statistics that might be beneficial to be mindful of. According to the American Cancer Society, a little over 250,000 women each year receive a diagnosis of breast cancer, and that there's approximately an estimated 3.1 million breast cancer survivors in the United States. Unfortunately, over 42,000 women in the United States are expected to die this year from breast cancer, 2020, over 42,000 women will die from breast cancer. Now, my wife just in the last few weeks had her annual mammogram. Unfortunately, it came back. Everything was good. But according to medical experts, simply put, mammogram screenings save lives. Dr. Terrence Rode said, quote, survival rates are highest when breast cancer is detected in the earliest stages. Knowing if you're at increased risk, such as having a family history of breast cancer, will help to determine the optimal age, usually around 40, to begin breast cancer screenings. Some women may need screening earlier based on their family history, close quote. So because of advances in awareness, screening, and treatment of breast cancer have greatly been improved, the survival rates over the last 30 years has improved dramatically. So early diagnosis is key to surviving breast cancer, and thus that's why mammogram screenings and self-exams are so important. Dr. Rhodes goes on to say, quote, women should discuss their family history and breast cancer risk with a healthcare professional to know when to begin mammography screenings. Routine screenings, which should begin at age 40, establishes a baseline image of healthy breast tissue to compare to future screenings, so clinicians will know right away if something has changed. So, family history of breast cancer and underlying conditions, it's important to know your family history. Knowing if your parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, siblings, and children had cancer, what type of cancer, and at what age they were diagnosed, will help your primary care physician determine when and what type of cancer screenings to do to help find cancer early when it's easier to treat. So again, the best way to lower the risk of death from breast cancer is to catch it early. And mammography screenings can identify breast cancer very early and should be done yearly. Breast cancer risk in general can be lowered by maintaining a healthy weight, exercising, and eating a healthy diet. Breast cancer risk can also be lowered by breastfeeding your newborns, limiting alcohol intake, and stopping or not smoking at all. Breast cancer risk can also be affected by hormone replacement therapy or birth control pills. Well, obviously, in regard to breast cancer treatment, there's usually several different methods that are employed, including surgery, chemotherapy, and biological therapy. Types of cancer diagnosed at early stages often require fewer treatments. The majority of the early stage breast cancer cases in the U.S. received breast conserving surgery and radiation therapy. However, older women typically have higher rates of mastectomy, surgical removal of some or all of the breast tissue. Just a little footnote. After my mother had her mastectomy, they started her on a regimen of chemotherapy, and this was in 1980. And I remember for about three nights, I laid on a couch right across from the room where she was in. And throughout the night, she was in such pain and in such agony from the chemotherapy. It was almost unbearable to listen to her moan and to listen to her torment as she was undergoing that. And I remember her saying after about 3 days of that she was done. No more chemotherapy. She said, if this treatment adds an extra 6 months to my life to undergo what I'm experiencing, it's not worth it. And as I mentioned earlier, despite the doctor's prediction, She lived almost 3 years from the time of her surgery. So, and that was without chemotherapy. So her quality of life was not all that bad for the first year and a half or 2 years of that cancer process. However, the last year and especially the last 6 months was very, very trying, very, very difficult. And as I thought about that quote from Macbeth, it was as if the flesh was being hacked from her bones. She lost an immense amount of weight and was really just skin and bones toward the end. Well, grief, when we lose loved ones, you know, death is a natural part of Heavenly Father's plan for us. But this knowledge doesn't make the loss any easier. Grief and mourning still occur, no matter our beliefs about life after death. From the beginning, God has given us counsel and direction through these difficult times. An apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, one of the members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf has said, "In light of what we know about our eternal destiny, is it any wonder that whenever we face the bitter endings of life, they seem unacceptable to us? There seems to be something inside of us that resists endings. Why is this? Because we are made of the stuff of eternity. We are eternal beings, children of the Almighty God, whose name is endless, and who promises eternal blessings without number. Endings are not our destiny. The more we learn about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the more we realize that endings here in mortality are not endings at all. They are merely interruptions, temporary pauses that one day will seem small compared to the eternal joy awaiting the faithful." He goes on to say, "How grateful I am to my Heavenly Father that in His plan there are no true endings, only everlasting beginnings." So, I'm sure there are many in the audience who have experienced the loss of a loved one. And it is difficult, and it can be very, very trying. And as in the movie, I Still Believe, in the true story of Jeremy Camp, he had a crisis of faith. You know, he prayed for a miracle. He saw a miracle, and then his wife died. And so that can cause a lot of doubt. But it is the nature of our humanity. Former prophet of God, president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Gordon B. Hinckley said, quote, "Since the creation of man, no fact of life has been so certain as death with the close of mortality. When the last of life's breath is drawn, there is a finality comparable to no other finality. When a father and mother lay remains of a beloved child in the cold of the grave, there is grief almost inconsolable. When a husband buries the companion of his life, there is a loneliness that is poignant and unrelieved. When a wife closes the casket on the remains of her beloved husband, there are wounds that seem never to heal. When children are bereft of parents who loved and nurtured them, there is an abject destitution comparable to none other. Life is sacred and death is somber. Life is buoyant and helpful. Death is solemn and dark. It is awesome in its silence and certainty. But death is not final. Though it seems so when its dark shroud overshadows mortal life, to those who accept the Christ and his eternal mission, there is light and comfort. There is assurance. There is certainty. You know, when we suffer grief, you know, that sense of suffering that accompanies a loss, this is a common part of mortality as we lose loved ones or experience other tragedies. But let us remember that because of Jesus Christ, who has suffered the pains and afflictions of all mankind, we can be comforted and healed as we pray to the Father in his name and rely upon his atonement. You know, we live in this period with the COVID-19, and we've seen the tragic loss of over 200,000 lives this year. And that is a tragic, tragic loss. But just to put things in perspective, in 2020, an estimated 1,806,590 new cases of cancer will be diagnosed in the United States, and 606,520 people will die from the disease. Now think about that. Over 600,000 people are going to die from cancer this year in the United States. As of January 2019, it's estimated that there were 16.9 million total cancer survivors in the United States. And the number of cancer survivors is projected to increase by over 22 million by the year 2030. Approximately 39.5% of men and women will be diagnosed with cancer at some point during their lifetimes. In 2020, an estimated 16,850 children and adolescents ages 0 to 19 will be diagnosed with cancer, and 1,730 will die of the disease. Now, we're very aware of that fact, having here in Memphis this wonderful hospital called St. Jude. Over the years, we've had the opportunity to interact with a number of families who have brought small children and adolescents and teenagers to St. Jude from literally all over the country to receive treatment. Some have survived, several have gone into remission and then later passed on. And so with each one of those losses, we've had the experience of suffering with those families, their grief at the loss of a child. So grief coming from the loss of a loved one is real. And it is something that affects all of us at some time in our lives. We are going to lose loved ones or friends that we're very close with. I remember my great-grandmother, the widow of Dr. John Richard Sampe. She got up into her late 80s and early 90s. She complained about being very lonely because she had outlived all of her friends, had very little family in the area where she lived in Birmingham. So life does provide for us this great challenge of grief and the loss of loved ones. It is, however, my testimony to each of you that I know that because of the life, the ministry, and the atoning sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that through his death and resurrection and his atonement for our sins, death and mortality is a new beginning, because we have the promise of eternal life beyond the grave. We come into this world having been the spirit sons and daughters of Heavenly Father. We gain a body of flesh and bone while in mortality. We give up that body at death but we continue on as a spirit son or daughter of Heavenly Father. And yes, when that day comes, that after the second coming of the Savior, after the resurrection of all mankind, for our bodies will now be perfected and our spirit will be reunited, we will have that final judgment that will determine our reward or punishment for the eternities. And so life is eternal. And I testify of that very, very bold and simple truth. Death is not the end of our existence. It is a new beginning. I testify of this in the holy and sacred name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.